Criticisms of the Patriot Act. The USA Patriot Act, commonly known as the Patriot Act, is an act of the U.S. Congress that was signed into law by President George W. Bush on October 26, 2001. The title of the act stands for Uniting and Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Intercept and Obstruct Terrorism Act of 2001. The passing and renewal of the Patriot Act have been extremely controversial. Supporters of the act claim that it has been instrumental in a number of investigations and arrests of terrorists. Critics counter that the act gives too much power to the government, threatens civil liberties, and undermines democracy. The more controversial portions of the act are as follows. The Patriot Act is aimed at cutting off financial support to terrorist groups. Title III of the Act has provisions requiring banks to implement controls to prevent money laundering, allows law enforcement agencies to gather information from banks, and creates longer prison terms for money laundering and smuggling. Title IV of the Act aims to strengthen border security, authorizing increased funding for border patrols, customs officials, and immigration officials, bans foreigners with ties to terrorist organizations from entering the United States, and expands law enforcement monitoring of foreign students. Title V of the Act allows NSLs to be used against U.S. citizens and contains a gag order preventing the target of the NSL from ever knowing about it or telling anyone else about it. There is no judicial review or need for probable cause when an NSL is requested and issued. There are fears that the Patriot Act reduces or removes many of the civil liberties enjoyed in the United States and guaranteed by the Constitution. The right to privacy, not specifically mentioned in the Constitution but supported by numerous Supreme Court decisions, and freedom from unreasonable searches and seizures are the most notable infringements due to the expansion of the government's ability to conduct wiretaps, obtain NSLs, and perform searches without notification. The detainment of material witnesses and terrorist suspects without access to lawyers, hearings, or any formal charges is seen as an erosion of the Fifth and Sixth Amendments, rights of due process, and trial by jury, respectively.